Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We are running a little behind. We're having so much fun this morning that we lost track of time. What a delightful day it is. Okay, we have a caller actually from 757 area code we're going to be getting to momentarily, but first I want to let everyone know how to reach us today. 914-338-0164 is the call-in number. And press one if you'd like to speak with us, callers. Also, you can join us on Facebook and on Twitter. Those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic, where you may also follow us as well. And we hope that you do. Anything you want to say, Neil, before we get started?
No,
I got to write the date down. What is the date?
The 4th.
It's your karmic number today, Neil. 3-4.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Bring on 757. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. It's a little bit hard to hear. You sound like you're driving or in a tunnel of some kind.
Yes, I'm driving. Sorry about that.
Okay. Well, just try to speak up, because obviously you can't put
okay.
the phone on, you know, to your ear and take it off speakerphone driving. What's your name?
Name is Asma.
How do you spell that?
A-S-M-A.
Asma?
F-L-A.
And where are you calling from? Is it Asma?
A-S-M-A.
Asma.
A-S-M-A.
And where are you calling from?
California.
California. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Asma. And what is your birth date?
Birthday is 12-23-81.
1981. Okay. I was getting an 8 and a 7. Let's see what's going on. 3, 7, 8. So you have an 8 in your month and day as up to an 8. 18, 19. She's 27, 9. Okay. And Afla, you are 40 years old, correct?
Yes.
Just turned 40 in December. And what's your question?
Yes, I wanted to see about my marriage. My husband just got up and left, and just want to know what's the future on that.
Okay, your husband got up and left. He left you.
Yeah.
Is there any infidelity going on, or was there any infidelity going on in the relationship? Was he cheating?
Not sure.
You don't know. Do you suspect that he's cheating?
No. No.
You don't suspect he's cheating?
No.
So what was his reason for leaving? According to him, what did he tell you?
That he don't want to be in the relationship.
Okay, what's
right
his birthday?
Now?
His birthday?
February 19th.
And the year?
77.
Yeah, you're both the same master number, Afla. I mean, you're in numerology, you're a 27 equals 9. You're a 9. He's a 36 equals 9. Your month, 12, is inverted, meaning it's opposite of his first two numbers, 21. But your immediate question, do you have a child or two children?
Three, actually.
Two of one sex and one of the other?
Say that again?
How many, what are your children, are you, do you have like
two boys, two girls?
Two girls, one boy.
Yeah, so there's a split. So that's why he was getting the two.
Okay, there's a couple of things. You want to say something?
Yeah, I do. I just want to say, first of all, there's some issues with her husband and his code. The 29, first of all. And when you get to the century, he's got a 22 going on, which is a multiple of 11. So people with 11s in their birth date choose often have difficulties in relationship. You yourself have a 22 in your second day of the month and first day of your day, or first number of your day. And they've got a 22 together and an 11 in the cross.
Right.
So there's
in other
no
words,
problem.
In other words, Alpha, you're connected to this man by karma. You were supposed to meet him. You were supposed to have children and all that kind of thing. So that wasn't a mistake. Your question is, what's going on now? I think, he's restless. He doesn't want to be tied down. That's one thing. But I have a feeling, you may not believe this, but I have a feeling there's another lady somewhere.
That's exactly what I picked up on initially.
I just get that vibe.
Yeah, right.
Now, maybe we're wrong, but that's the vibe we're getting.
Okay.
We have a question. What happened with you when you were 27 years old in 2008?
You said 2008?
Yeah.
What happened to me?
Yes. It would be 2008, 2009, because you're born at the end of the year. So 2009 may have been, you were 27 years old. The year that you were 27 years old, there should have been a change.
Not sure. I don't remember. Maybe you got pregnant.
That's a major change. So that's, okay. Pregnant.
And when did you, okay, we're getting closer. When did you marry him? What year did you marry him?
2010.
So you got pregnant before you were married?
Yeah.
She was 29.
Which is, first and third number in her first and third karma. In the karma in the day.
You know,
master number rather.
I think he's suffering from depression. Now this is by vibration of psychic stuff. I think he's suffering from depression, but it seems as though he's with someone else. There's a lady somewhere.
Okay.
Did he leave the house?
Yeah, he moved to a different state.
He moved to a different state?
What nationality are you?
African.
Oh, African.
You see, did he, where he moved, does he have family in that state?
Yeah.
Did he have a? Did he move for a job? I mean, what does he do for a living?
He just wanted to start a business.
So he runs a business.
Yeah.
He's starting a business.
Did he ever have a drinking problem? Any drinking?
No.
No?
So, real quick, well, I'm so glad, sorry.
Well,
I'll interrupt you, trying to
you know, I mean, the compelling factor is if he leaves, these are his children, right? Two? These are his children?
Yes.
Is he African?
Yes.
Is he African too?
No.
What nationality is he?
African American.
Yeah.
African American.
Well,
so you're from? Are you from Africa yourself?
Yeah, I was born there.
You were born there. Okay.
Yeah. You see, I think it's kind of strange, don't you think, that a man who has a wife and has children and leaves. Isn't that kind of strange that he would leave all those people? There's got to be something going on for him to do that. Now, it could be depression or something to do with his family, but I don't, there's a vibe going on that I don't trust. You may not think, maybe we're wrong, okay? Maybe we are wrong, but it seems to me that there's another woman. Maybe he was texting her. I don't know. But for him to just leave out of nowhere, did he give you any indication why he was not happy in the marriage? Did he ever tell you why?
Yeah, just a regular complaint.
Well, that's, I mean, for him to, you know,
well, he's not in love with you anymore. He doesn't want to work. He's too much for him.
I guess not.
Is he supporting the children? I mean, is he giving you money for the children? Or how old are your children? I mean, they're still underage. So is he giving you support, any financial support?
No,
he's not.
Well, I don't think that, you know, for him to come back, he'd have to come back with a sense of guilt, not out of love. And I don't know if that's going to be enough to bring him back, because the man has a darkness about him that, in spite of the fact you two got married and had children, now that was by destiny. But there's something about this man that feels to me that he has other desires. And the desire of raising a family and being a husband and a father is not enough.
Well,
he has other desires for himself. But I also think he has a psychological crisis going on where he probably needs therapy anyway. Even if he were to come back.
But as far as getting him in therapy, that's going to be difficult. But first of all, just want to clarify something. So Afla, I thought you were Persian, because Afla is Arabic, right? Are you Muslim? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Is your name, are you Muslim? Because Afla is an Arabic name. So that's why I was thinking she was Persian, but,
Just the name.
Okay, so real quick, your husband would have had a change in 2013. What happened in 2013 with him? Do you know?
No.
What years were your children born?
Afla?
She dropped? Yeah.
Okay. Well, we don't think there's going to be much hope.
Yeah.
There. But anyways, that the call was a little bit difficult.
It was
and
a difficult call.
The caller was, you know, having trouble communicating to us exactly
what the problems were in the relationship.
But to answer her question, she dropped us, but just for the sake of the energy of the show, no, we don't think he's coming back.
Well, and unfortunately, you know, the fact that he's not supporting his children. I mean, he has a legal obligation to do so. And obviously if she's the caretaker of the children, he has an obligation also to support her financially. So she has legal recourse. Unfortunately, she dropped. And I don't know if she's aware that, you know, she can take action.
Well, she might have felt uncomfortable with some of the questions.
Well, she's calling her. I mean, you know, when people call a podcast that is a publicly accessed, you know, and you're calling about personal questions, it's not a, you know, private reading. So you have to understand that people are going to ask personal questions. Psychics are going to ask personal questions on air. And if you're not comfortable with that, don't call.
Well, so. Anyways, you know, what's interesting is that you can have your soulmate, because soulmates can be negative, soulmates can split, soulmates don't have to stay together, they're just united by a history of the soul, and then from there there's different variations as to what will happen. But their numbers, it's interesting because their numbers
are her year.
Now, his first three numbers adds up to her month. And so there's a strong karmic connection. 219 adds up to 12. 12 is her month. And so there's a very, very strong connection within that zone.
And their master numbers together become her inverted year, 81.
Yeah. That's right. So there's a very strong connection in regard to that zone.
In fact, his first and last numbers, as well as his first and second to last numbers, become her karmic number, 27.
Yeah.
So he holds that in his
And their
energy.
Days interchanged or within their months, but 2, 9 and 1 and 3. So all of these things amount to a very strong connection to why two people are together through karma. Now, it's very intricate and complex, their connection, so they have three children.
And she has a three in her day.
Yeah, she has a three in her day. And
two, three, which is interesting because she's got two of one sex and three of the other, as you were mentioning.
Yeah.
To her. So that's, I mean, in her code.
And three numbers add up to three.
And in fact, the 1, 2 is also representative of this one of one sex and two of the other, so...
His first and last, you mentioned that, 2 and 7, 27.
But so, they have a 29 in their cross, which is, you know, difficult. And they're, you know, they've got an 11 going on with their ones. She's got 11 in her first and last numbers, so she's got relationship troubles, even though she's a 9 by master number.
So,
and the 22, of course.
I think that when you're getting to this idea of 29, it doesn't always, it's not a blanket statement. There's going to be negativity there by any means. But what it does is that it opens up, it's like saying a movie that's a mystery. You're almost for sure there's going to be a murder, but not every mysteries have murders. Well, not every 29 is negative. But it opens up the theme of negativity to some large degree. And when you reduce that to an 11 and a 2, and they both have 2s in their energy, then you get into a kind of a rather difficult situation because of this darkness. Now, what's interesting is that you see the energy between these two people said, by destiny,
they're going
to have to get married and
they're
going to have children. From there, who knows? But those things will be mandated. Now, it didn't just happen. It wasn't just happen chance that
happenstance, happen
that,
chance
if you compound the word,
yeah.
But if
way,
you if you consider that there's a destiny line that sometimes we come back to complete work. And that work that we have to complete is not something we have a choice with. Now, at the point of the completion of the work, some of us are destined together to move on, to move forward, because now things change. So that's couples that have difficult times, they get over a crisis and they stay locked together. Creatively speaking, they have that choice. And according to their energies, that is still an open door for them. Others, once they reach their critical stage of karmic resolution, it's over. They
yeah,
serve their purpose.
But sometimes in relationships, also, you may be with a karmic soulmate and go through several crises together, make it through, and then split up.
Yeah,
it happens.
Yeah.
So, it's not just one crisis necessarily.
No, no.
It can be several.
It doesn't matter. It could be 100.
Right.
Once the karmic age comes up, then, and sometimes it's not an age, sometimes it's a matter of how many years in the relationship.
Right, because you can be with someone past your karmic age and go through several trials and then ultimately split up.
Yep.
It happens.
Yeah. So,
and you can meet a karmic mate after the karmic turnover and, you know, ultimately join together and split up.
Yeah. Now, if we go deeper into the analysis of this caller and we go to her name, the letters in her name add up to 11. Now, that 11 becomes the reduction of 29, because 29 is 29, 11, 2. So again, and it seems as though in our questioning that they appear to be from a similar tribe, being one is African and the other one is
African-American.
So the position of how this tribal energy got split in that regard, because what you have is now you have a sort of a duality going on. You have purely African and then you have African American, which is a sort of diluted sense of pure African energy.
Well, yeah, so there's going to be a definite cultural difference in
to
there.
To some extent, although, all Africans subscribe as a karmic homeland, Africa, which is true.
Right, but I mean, as far as their culture, I mean, someone born in America versus someone born in Africa, whether or not they're of the same, same ethnicity, are going to have very different circumstances of upbringing.
Yeah.
Africa is a vastly different country than the United States.
The other thing that is intriguing is that they're both a 9, but they're separated in a karmic by 9 years.
Well, else is interesting. She's, what is her name? 1631, right?
Yeah.
Afla. So she holds in her name his karmic number.
Yes, I'm saying.
Yeah. Did you say that? I'm sorry,
yeah.
I missed it.
So, comes from 11.
Right, but it's his karmic number is 36, which are the middle letters of her name. We didn't get his name.
So this 9-year difference in karma, 27 and 36, is most significantly positioned in his day, a 9. What's left over in the month and day is a 21, which is her inverted year.
What? Her inverted month.
Month. Her inverted month. They're actually 4 years apart. Well, almost. A little bit over. There's 77, 88, 78, 79, 80, 81.
But
about
she's born at the
half,
end of the year.
About 3.5 years apart or so.
Less than that. About three and 3 months.
February to December. 10 months. 37, 89, 80, 81. So there's three years and 10 months. He's 3 years and 10 months over her age.
Hold on a sec.
So, and that's a multiple of 9 itself. But anyways, I mean, she was probably just looking to see you know, is
yeah,
it coming back?
Whatever.
And it doesn't, I mean, it's hard to tell in a, you can't really absolutely tell in a numerical code if he's coming back. You'd have to get out of that and go to a, on the basis of the numerical code, get out of that and then go to a psychic vision to see if there's anything that might support the fact that he's either coming back or not coming back. And that vibration seemed to be the case. She seemed to be opposed to the idea that he was having an affair. There was another woman, but
well, that's not what we. I mean, initially, that was the vibe
we got.
Yeah,
that's usually the case, but not always.
Well, it's not always the case, but I mean, it seems with him and the fact that he relocated to a different state entirely, and he's not providing financial support. I mean, she's in a tough situation. It's unfortunate she hung up because, you know, we could have delved a little deeper into the situation, maybe provided her some guidance. But, you know, she was not.
You know, she was getting uncomfortable.
I think, you know, that's just how it goes.
But that's fair.
I think people have an expectation of how a reading is supposed to be conducted. And when it doesn't go, there are certain people, if it doesn't go the way that they think a reading should go in terms of a line of questioning, then they disconnect. And I think that was the case with her, for sure. She wanted an answer. And, you know, sometimes getting to the answer takes, you know, there's a pathway to that answer. But anyway.
Things get very complicated when you look at your separate birth date and now you have to incorporate it into somebody else's birth date. The whole landscape changes. And so you have to decipher to what extent, what does that combination hold? Is it karmic? Is it transcendent? Is there something necessary? By God, people can get married under a great passion and romance. And then the one kills the other in a moment of passion or rage or estrangement or custody battles. And so that union that was somewhat blessed becomes a deadly affair.
Corrupted.
And when you get into those zones, you have to ask yourself, well, were the decisions made on the creative level, meaning by just rational, irrational decisions being made under the guise of passion, or was it destiny that two people are to meet, raise a family, and one kills the other, and that's karma. And sometimes that's hard to determine. It's possible to determine that, but it doesn't overall meet a legitimate standard that you could say, well, when two people get together, you could look at their codes and say that it's going to be fatal. Fatalities that I've picked up in terms of marriages and relationships have not been according to the numerical code, the fatality itself. It was according to a vision or a feeling or vibration. I never established a code of death in a birth date, very rarely. They don't really hold that kind of information.
Well, I mean, you can have two people. There are multiple. I mean, you know, you can only have so many birth dates. And so there are people that are together with the same birth dates where a murder situation doesn't happen. And you can have two people with the same birth dates where it does. So obviously it has to go deeper than just looking at the numbers themselves.
Yeah, I mean, it gets into a very, very nasty business. I was reading about this gang, MS-13, and they kidnapped this 13-year-old.
Well, they're
and,
MS-13.
Raped and killed her.
Oh, God.
Under the guise that they thought she was a member of another gang or something, and she hated them. And now they're being convicted. Of what was it worth? But again, look at the numbers.
This is a domestic gang.
MS-13.
Well, I mean, what is their affiliate? I mean, what's the?
I don't know. That's the name of the
what's
gang.
The basis of their?
That's the name of the gang. I don't know. That's just the name of their game.
I get that, but
they're
just
MS-13.
Are they? I mean, are they? Are they of a specific racial?
I don't know. I don't know anything.
Group or
I don't know. They might be a Mexican American. They might be Hispanic. I don't know. But it sounds like that's what they might be. But they, you know, this girl was a runaway or something, and she was in a park and
Salvadoran.
Oh,
it's Salvadoran. I don't know anything about it. I'm just looking it up quickly here. Territory is El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, U.S., Canada.
They thought she was an enemy of the gang, and she was ordered to be raped and get rid of her.
God.
Now, she was shot twice in the back of the head.
Hmm. Her name was, I'm trying to figure out who this person is.
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline what? Because I might be able to get a birth date.
Jacqueline Piazza. Piazza.
P-I-A-Z-Z-A. Sounds Italian. Piazza.
Well, so, and the guy was 44 years old. I mean, second degree murder. Maybe he's the one that ordered it. The other fellows were 42 and 39, so they're not young kids. And this girl was 13.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Well, there are older gang members.
But
right, what?
But again, you know, that the idea that karma is...
Can't find her birthday.
I mean, imagine the karma of all of the involved. Because not only are these criminals, you know, they're horrible, but now they're going to be in jail for the rest of their lives. And of course this young girl, 13, who probably had a rough life.
She'd run away from home.
Yeah. Look where she ended up. Now, the idea that, that was this destiny? Was this karma? Could you find this in the birthday? No. So there is a sort of division between being a numerologist, psychic numerologist,
2001,
and just a typical or a natural psychic. Because you're not going to find some of these events in the birthday.
She was just real quick. She was, it was 17 years ago in 2018. So in 2001, she was killed. She was 13, so probably her birth date is...
She was killed in 2001?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Her birth date is probably, if she was born in California, because there's no obituary information on her, strangely. Usually there is, but there's not.
2001.
Yeah. So she would have been... Oh, this isn't her.
Well,
I don't know. Can't find her birth date. This girl would have been that I found 1993. She wouldn't have been 13 in 2001.
It doesn't give a date of her birth date.
I know, and it's strange because you would think there would be an online, you know, obituary for her. But there is not, and she's not on Find a Grave, and she wasn't born in California, apparently. Strange.
You know, and when you look at it, it took this long for them to be convicted. The quote is, a 13-year-old is sexually assaulted, raped, and left naked with two bullets in the back of her head. It took this long to get it, but now we have an answer. Now we have the answer.
Would you say what month? She was either born in 87 or 88.
Doesn't give her birth date.
No. But I'm saying if she was born in 2001, she would have had to be born in either 1987 or 88 if she was 13 years old. She could have been turning 14 in 2001, or she could have turned 13 in 2001, which would make it 87 or 88. But
so, you know, when you look at the position of karma in a person's life. I mean, can you imagine? She's only 13. She had a rough life. She runs away. She's raped and killed. What kind of a life? And it was a destiny that they would be caught, you know, 12 years later or 11 years later. Well, 21 years later.
21 years later.
21 years later. So it, you know, and when this woman's calling and asking about her husband leaving, do we always get happy endings as much as we want to? No, but I don't think there's any psychics out
happy
there
endings.
I don't think there's any psychics out there that say that they always give the outlook of a positive result.
Sometimes yeah, it's also possible she didn't like the fact that we said he's not coming back. But I mean, even on a logical basis, it seems pretty obvious that he has abandoned the family totally, isn't taking any responsibility, and the likelihood of him coming back on even a logical, you know, analysis is very slim, aside from any psychic validations. I thought we were going to talk about the state of the world today.
Well, we can move over there.
Let's do that.
You're talking about Ukraine?
Yeah, I am talking about Ukraine.
Well, I mean, you know, we're dealing with a delusional, according to a lot of the reports, Putin is very delusional and power hungry. He wants to reestablish the Soviet Union and find that the alliance is threatening to his own idea of the Soviet Union, and that this region of the Ukraine is really under Russian jurisdiction, part of Russia itself. He's on this campaign.
So many Ukrainians, their native tongue is Russian, and they identify as Russian because there was that change in 2014, wasn't that when the EU was created and they split off from the Soviet Union?
Right.
The government, the president was run out. So there's controversy over, you know, there's, as you stated earlier, propaganda that, you know, there's... that the Ukrainian people are oppressed. However, the answer is not, and I was against the European Union forming because I liked, you know, each country having its own independent, you know, they created the euro, everything was changed economically. And I just think in terms of the diversity of Europe, it wasn't a great decision. But anyway, at that time, Ukraine became part of the European Union. Right.
Well, in terms of a unified, you know, you hurt one, you hurt them all, sort of like the Knights of the Round Table, the Three Musketeers, and that phrase is often used. If you attack one nation now, it's an alliance. It's a unified alliance that was important for Europe because of the Holocaust and the war and World War II. But now there's talk about World War III, and Putin is not beyond measure of trying to establish that kind of a threat now, even after attacking a nuclear
plant. And what I remember the night that the news was breaking that they were attacking Russia, I said to you, I said, this could lead to nuclear war. And of course, then you know, 2 days later, they're talking about Putin and his talking about nuclear attack. And it's very frightening. And just because there's possibly a very conservative regime in the Ukraine, the answer is not to invade the country and kill the citizens. I mean, Russia in itself is an oppressive country. The Soviet Union's regime is not a democracy whatsoever. So, you know, despite whatever's going on in Ukraine, this is not the answer to invade and kill
citizens.
No,
but if you see, right now, Putin is not, he's measuring survival. Yeah, how he can get away with this and still establish some sense of stability. But if he's
power.
If he feels that he is he doesn't feel like he's losing right now because they're capturing Ukraine, but the means of which he will go after it, if he feels a maniac like this, if he feels that he is losing, he goes into suicidal ideation, and that could become global suicide,
right,
where he just starts throwing missiles everywhere, and it's everybody goes, like some Tarantino film. And that is a possibility. When we look at the idea of nuclear war, that's a reality. And we've become so immune to the idea of nuclear war. It's not like the Cuban Missile Crisis or all these predictions about the end of the world. We're living now in a state where our psyche is prepared for something like this, that this could happen. It's not science fiction,
and it's
not a dire prediction.
And of course, it would be greatly devastating to the entire world, not just a specific area.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Well, I mean, all life wouldn't be wiped out. There'd be survivors, of course, but it would be a total breakdown of the world order in any way, shape, or form.
But my issue about this and the way that it's being presented in the media, is that the U.S. does not have clean hands in terms of war. We invaded Iraq on false pretenses. We destroyed Afghanistan, left, and then abandoned the country and left Afghanistan to fend for themselves. There was incredible loss of life in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And the U.S. is responsible for it. We invaded those countries. So, the United States pointing the finger at Russia and saying they shouldn't invade the Ukraine. Well, should we have invaded Iraq and Afghanistan, et cetera, et cetera? I mean,
when we peel away these masks of defending democracy and defending people and fighting oppression and communism and Nazism, when we look at all those things, they stand legitimately on their own. But then we have to go into the idea of self-interest.
Exactly.
Control and domination, and there seems to be a lot of gray crayon going on.
Yeah, and when there's unrest in other countries and where we don't have personal interest, we are not, we don't get involved, So that's hypocritical, in
right.
my opinion.
So you get mixed up in the confusion of ideas between self-interest and the habitation of the planet and the welfare of this world that we live on. That this world is impartial to differences. It is a world that could last forever, considering that the sun may burn out in the billions and billions and billions of years. But the world is now under the jurisdiction of humankind motivation and desire and control and domination. And what's happening is we're destroying the very rock we live on. So it doesn't matter if we're fighting the planes, but we're going to fall anyway. So the island is sinking. Because at the same time that we're doing all this, we're talking about the devastation of the planet through climate control and how things are changing and deteriorating. Now, we can go into the idea of the Bible and say, well, all of this has been predicted. This is Revelations. This is Armageddon.
Yeah,
we're gathering together to get to the end of the storyline that in Bible terms, God wrote this book and said this was going to happen. And it was revealed in other religions and whatnot. Now, if we follow that energy, whether it's scripture or whether it's fable or storytelling or whether it's out of place, out of context, we're still involved in the reality of what we're faced with at this point in our existence. And at that point, the psychics can step in. You have diplomats and you have world historians and people who observe the world and make predictions and calculate things. That's fine. And then you have the psychic stepping in, nudging them out of the way and making these predictions about what's going to happen without there being an emotional framework and getting overly distraught over the circumstances and narrowing it down to, Biden will say, we'll make it we'll prevail, and maybe we will. But the idea is that there is a path of prediction, of prediction.
I'm just trying to figure out what you're saying.
Perdition. Yeah. That can lead to
annihilation. It doesn't matter. But, you know, I mean, we historically, there's been many wars, many famines. So what is it at this point that makes it so dire in terms of the place that we are in,
well,
and how it's heading towards
nuclear war.
Right. And not only that, but the control of the population, you know, the mark of the beast, everyone will have to have this chip or mark to trade, to buy, to sell.
You
and we're heading towards that with
COVID. Movies was Dr. Strangelove. It was based on a novel too. But George C. Scott's character in there, statistics-wise, and Dr. Strangelove's predictions about how we could destroy the world and still have survivors and make those predictions sound. The idea is that there's a way to survive a nuclear holocaust. And those people in power know exactly that they could survive it. The responsibility of taking care of the planet and preserving human life is another matter. But when we look at the idea that every man for himself, every woman for herself, we get into this idea that we have become split and divided. And it doesn't matter. We have reframed the terminology of what is a crime. Now, they're saying that now this is a crime against humanity because they're hitting civilian targets. But there's also the idea, well, who'll get away with it?
And not only that, civilians are being called to war. People that didn't enlist in any military, you know, they
right.
didn't voluntarily enlist. But now the men are having to fight to defend the country, people that are just average.
So
average people.
Can we create a nuclear holocaust and get away with it?
I mean, as we know, a nuclear power station was attacked by Russians,
yeah.
set on fire. So that's a
major
consequence. Ecologically.
So we are in trouble, and it's difficult when you have one man and one button or one command that can turn the whole world into chaos, not just a region across the globe. I don't know if, you know, from my viewpoint, I don't know if we're at the threshold of Armageddon. Biblical texts will say that the generation that once
Israel
became a nation in 1948, that generation would not pass away before all the events of Armageddon would occur, which is about a 70-year year span, 70 years from 1948. And we're
70,
past that now.
Yeah, 70 years past that.
We're past that.
We're
so about 73 years into the idea of a
73. Interesting.
73, yeah.
Hmm.
So the idea that we are now in a position of a major consideration, because what would probably, even though the involvement has a certain fragile nature to it, because China is right now allowing Russia. China's not moving against Russia, but China has other interests involved. So if China becomes too involved, they compromise and jeopardize
their relationship with the U.S. because, I mean, we have so much trade with China.
Yeah.
So many of our products are, I mean,
yeah,
we're inundated with products made in China.
And this
this
is hardly the Alamo where China's going to jump in and help Russia under any circumstances. It's a very delicate balance. Right now, it can be isolated that Putin just wants to retain control over the Ukraine and incorporate it in and start to build his idea of the Soviet Union.
Well, it's so interesting that the Olympics were actually held in Beijing this year, and then this is now happening, you know. And
yeah,
there was talk about the Russian and Chinese alliance when all these things were going on in the
yeah,
skating world and, you know, this... Anyway,
well, I know in my history as a psychic, I've always been in a division of doing personal readings for people and then
having to get on a world,
looking at the world basis, which I could never escape. My mind couldn't escape it, and I became obsessed with it, wrote books about it, stuff. But the idea of looking at this and having made predictions that came true throughout my life on a global basis is a little bit concerning.
Example.
Yeah.
Such as COVID, for example. I mean, in the text
yeah,
of Occultus Liber, that's solidly there. The book was published after the events, but the book was written, the manuscript, far before these events occurred.
Yeah, about 1997, 98. Well before then.
Yeah.
And well before 9/11. But the basis of all of this leads us into being very concerned. Continue your prayers. Don't underestimate the value of angels and guides. And if you will, God's grace. And let's pray for those people in Ukraine. Let's pray for the status of our planet. And the well-being
yeah,
of all living things on
exactly.
It.
Exactly. It's exactly what I was thinking. It's devastating to the natural habitat and animals. You know,
yeah,
it's terrible what's
so,
going on. And it's going to have long-term consequences, this war.
Yeah. Just don't turn around and get over to Starbucks. Think about this. Become involved, do your part, do whatever you can, whether you're donating money to a cause or doing something more on an intense
personal
level. Do everything you can to preserve our planet, to preserve the living things on it. Man, woman, animal, child,
insect,
bird, fish.
Reptile, amphibian.
That's right.
Okay, we've covered, I think, arachnid. I cover them all. But we are back on the air on Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, and we hope to hear from you then. Bye-bye.